good?
Yep.
What kind of men? The sliding wheels of carts and the shuffling feet of nurses coming down the hall begin to open my eyes. The light is still shocking when they enter my room. I turn away, bury my eyes into the pillow, and listen to them talk to the new patient behind the drawn curtain. When they ask about bathing, he answers in a too loud voice, "Some things a man needs to do for himself." I'm next, and I know the nurse will have to help me do everything. And I start to think how I got here. Just 5 years ago, I was walking from the subway to my apartment, cutting through the park on spring days, stopping at the basketball court, maybe loosening my tie, letting my shirt flap out of its pants as I flew down court, hung in the air, and double-clutched my way to the basket. After months of accelerated kidney disease, I started to hail cabs home, slowly struggle my way out the car door with a cane to help me limp up the pathway, wait for an elevator to carry me up to 2B. When the nurse opens my curtain, I tell him I feel a bit better, but still weak. Breakfast will soon be here, and hopefully my stomach can keep some of it down. When he asks about bathing, I tell him I'm all his, and he goes to get the basin and cloths. Not long ago, I'd feel embarrassed showing my private parts to anyone, worried about size and how they would react to being touched. After two operations, I am over all of that. Mostly, I am stuck wondering what kind of man I still can be. This morning, I'm the kind of man who lets a male nurse strip my clothes to a pile on the floor, wash my front and back, stand me up, and let me hold his shoulder as he cups my balls, gently scrubs them clean, while I try not to inhale the tuna fish on wheat he ate during his late night lunch break. The kind of man who stares at the wall and whispers thank you into his ear.